Rashi in Parshas Vayeshev, which comes out in Hanukkah this year, says that Tamar was told that Yehuda went up to Timnah. And Rashi explains that there were two roads up to Timnah. One was going up and one was going down. They usually, you build a city on the top of a mountain, but this city, Timnah, was built on the side of a mountain. So therefore, there's only two ways. You're either going up or going down. There's two paths. One path going up, one path going down. So she had to know which path to go to in order to find Yehuda. So, bringing into Hanukkah that there's only two paths in life. One path is going up, one path is going down. There's no such thing as standing still. So the day before Hanukkah, you're not lighting any candles. You're, however many mitzvahs you're doing one less. And then for Hanukkah, you light a candle. So that candle now, today, you're doing more than yesterday, because now you're doing this mitzvah of Hanukkah today that you weren't doing yesterday. And also, by lighting one candle, you're mahadrim and a mahadrim. So the next day, the second day, if you do exactly the same thing that you did yesterday, so now you light one candle on the second day, so you have no growth. However, even if you are standing still, you're not being Meira on the first day. That when you did the first day, you did one candle. So, aren't you a big tzaddik doing Mahadrim and Mahadrim? And then the second day, since you did one candle and it's Meira, the first day you weren't doing Mahadrim and Mahadrim, you were just doing the Stam Mitzvah. So by standing still, you're going down. We have by the Chanukiah in the Beis HaMikdash, at 7 every day. You do the same thing every day, because when your level of tzaddik and things are going well, and you go into the mirror every day, and isn't everything wonderful? So then you keep the same light every day is going to work. It works for you. I'm doing the same thing I did yesterday, and I keep it going forever, and isn't just everything wonderful? But when you're on the state of darkness, so then you have to keep on taking it up and bringing it up. And if you don't keep growing, then it is a slippery slide. So since we're on the Madrega of Chanukah, then in the darkness, when the darkness is connected Hashem, when you go out in the streets and everything is connected Hashem, not like in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where everyone's screaming out the greatness of God. So you have to constantly be in a state of growth, and every day add more and more, and whatever you did yesterday, it's just not going to cut it today. So the light of the menorah is only good at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, we don't have the light of the menorah. However, the light of Chanukah is the light of Chutz La'aretz, because that is the light of darkness. So when you're in the darkness, then if you're just doing the same thing you did yesterday, it's a slide down. So a lot of people have it. They go to yeshiva and they go back to Chutz La'aretz. And when in yeshiva, they had a good thing going because they were in the world of light. So now they've gone to Chutz La'aretz, the world of darkness. Everyone around them is just trying to bring him down. And now, if you're doing the same thing you did yesterday, then you wake up in 5 years, it's like, what the hell did everything go? So for Davka, the light of the menorah, you got to keep on adding every day. The light of the light of Hanukkah, you got to add every day. But the light of the menorah, you can just keep it going. Because that environment of where God is in his giloy, revelation of God and light, that'll keep you going. Everything's fine. You don't need to keep on adding, but in the darkness, you are going to slip and you are going to end up in the gutter if you don't keep on growing every day.